Welcome to episode 547 of Salcedo Paranormal, and tonight we are talking about haunted places in the U.S., restarting that series again. As always, you can find all episodes of the show, along with links to social media and other ways to contact me, at the podcast page, and that is salcedoparanormal.podbean.com. That's salcedoparanormal.podbean.com. Always happy to hear from y'all, whether you have comments or questions or topic suggestions or stories of paranormal experiences, whether they're your own or from others that you trust. Happy to either read those or have you join me on the show to talk about them. Thank you all for listening, whether you are here for the live streams on Discord or if you listen to the podcast or YouTube feeds, or on the Trouble Minds Radio Network, KUAP, Digital Broadcasting. There you can hear replays of the show, two episodes, every night at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, right before Trouble Minds Radio comes on. As always, I want to thank Michael Strange, host of Trouble Minds Radio, as well as Liam Martin, host of the Exile Minds podcast, for producing these shows and putting them up on the station as you hear them with the music at the beginning and end of every episode. If you want to help the show, there are some different ways to do that. You can always share the show with others and rate and review it on your favorite podcast platform. You can also find paranormal fiction and nonfiction books I've written over on Amazon. You can also sign up to the Patreon page, where you'll get one extra episode of the show per month of True Paranormal Stories from the Web. And that's available to all paid membership levels there. Or you can also make one-time payments, one-time donations through PayPal. I guess that's probably why. And help is never expected, but always appreciated, as there are expenses in making these shows, from equipment to research materials to travel expenses in some cases. So I think that covers all of that. Again, this is a sort of a relaunch of the Haunted Places in the U.S. series. Figured out a way that is easier on my eyes to sort of just find a group of places to look into for each state. Again, using Claude, the AI, to help make these lists for each state. And then I just look into them. And it's a lot better than looking at a website and sorting through, going through 3 to 5 entries that I can find no other information for online before finding one that actually works for the show that has a couple articles attached to it. So that's why I'm starting this again. And that's also why this will be ongoing. I won't be taking a break between each state as I had planned on before everything sort of had to stop for a while and before I restarted here. So I think that takes care of all of that. Again, thank you all for listening. I'm hoping that everyone enjoys these this new 6 shows per week instead of 4. I will do that as much as I can. And yeah, really enjoy it. It's I just felt like 4 was not quite enough. And I never liked just doing 4 and just having 4 to put out. So yeah, this is just the idea of this series. I guess I could go into it real quick, is just to get a look in general at all the different kinds of places and kinds of paranormal activity going on all around the U.S. and see what kind of patterns we can find there in doing that, and just get a general idea of what's going on out there and just in the U.S. here in general, as far as paranormal activity goes. And so that's sort of the idea for this series, and we'll get all the way through the U.S. eventually. It's going to take a while, and then maybe we'll see about some other countries. It sort of has to be websites that are fairly easy to read in English and everything. So they're not going to be able to do like the entire world here, but we will see about some other areas, like maybe, I would guess like the UK and Canada and other places that have like English versions of websites and all that that I can maybe look into. So, and again, this is a sort of a review, especially today's episode. But this to me, this first place, and again, this is first location mentioned in a list generated by an AI. I found a couple articles for it. And this is, of course, the Sloss Furnaces in Birmingham, Alabama. And I have a couple articles here. I will include those in the episode description. It's been a while since I've used articles that to where I need to include them in the sort of the research or the episode description. So that's why I don't have them sort of linked on the Discord as of right now, but they will be in the, again, they'll be in the description for each show, and I will try to remember to put them in the Discord as well. But this first article I found is from hauntedrooms.com, and so sort of a paranormal-themed website. This article, the title is The Haunted Sloss Furnaces. So has pictures in here, which are really neat. It talks about how the Birmingham police apparently have received more than, or fair share of reports of paranormal events at the Sloss Furnaces. Some seem to be minor events, while others are more physical in nature, according to the article here. It says that a lot of these things that happen take place during the months of September and October, so right during that time of the year when supposedly there's supposed to be more activity anyway. Most people, it says, believe the reports are true, but there's others who don't, and they say they're nothing but Halloween hoaxes. And of course, there's always going to be that those cases where it's a hoax, or it's just the idea of a hoax is used as an excuse or as a way to explain away whatever's going on. So the most well-known, well-known apparition or ghost that is in the area is that of a man by the last name of Wormwood. And his nickname is Slag, S-L-A-G. He's the most famous ghost in this Lost Furnace. Talks about since his death in 1906, according to this article here, workers have complained about seeing and feeling an unnatural presence at work. Now, from other articles I've read before, he is this guy, Wormwood, according to legend and everything, he was not well liked by the other employees there that he sort of was a manager of. And so there's a lot of reports, again, of accounts of employees who felt like they were mistreated by this guy. So mentions that, but even after his death, there was activity that seemed to some people anyway, indicate that the spirit of this man was still there. Apparently in 1926, there was a watchman that was injured after he was pushed from behind and told to get back to work by an unknown presence. Another case, three supervisors were apparently found unconscious in one of the boiler rooms in 1947. All of them said they were approached by a man who was burned badly and told them to get back to work. So apparently, I remember this from one of the other articles I had before. Wormwood died in an accident in the according to legend anyway, in the furnace where he was burned terribly. Again, in 1971, there was a night watchman that was, in that year, he claimed to have seen, come face to face with this half man half creature that tried to push him up the stairs. And then when he refused, when this watchman refused, he was attacked by this entity. So again, this is physical contact, supposedly. He was examined and found to have intense burns. So even without whatever else may have happened, there were burns found on the man. This is one of those rare cases where I do cover sort of negative reports of negative presences and locations. So, that again, just to show that that stuff is out there. But, let's see, going back to the article here. So the next section of this article talks about the history of the place. This was this sloss furnace. It transformed ore into hard steel from 1882 to 1972. So it was in operation for many years. Many companies all over the country relied on the furnaces to provide materials. It says in the early 1900s, there was a man by the name of James Wormwood, also known as Slag. And he was the foreman of the graveyard shift. So this is basically apparently known to the as far as history goes. There were 150 workers that worked under him that kept the furnace, kept feeding the furnace the raw material. And it mentions here, as I said earlier, Wormwood was not kind to the workers. He made them go on or take dangerous risks in order to basically increase production and impress the supervisors. So now, while he was a foreman, there were death records that show that 47 men lost their lives, and there were many accidents that left others unable to work again. So, let's see, the workers also were not allowed breaks or holidays. So that is quite cruel there, in a way. So, now, in 1906, again, this is the section on the history of the location, Wormwood lost his footing at the top of the highest blast furnace and fell into a pool of melted iron ore and passed away and died instantly there. So there's a lot of speculations about his death. Some people think that, some people think that he was pushed by by some of the other workers, sort of in revenge or in retaliation for the way he treated them. So, now, this is the thing I forgot to mention, but I'll make sure I do that from now on in these shows. These articles, they are written at a certain point in time. So if you ever are interested in these places I talk about in these shows, be sure to look around online and see what the current schedules of hours of operation are, what is allowed, what isn't allowed to go visit when it comes to visiting these locations. Because what one article says at one point may not be true when you want to go to a location. So just keep that in mind. But it says that as of when this article was written, sloss furnaces was used for holding metal art classes and also concerts in some cases, among many other events. And because of its haunted reputation, it says it's also an annual attraction for Halloween. There's a ghost tour once a year, which is based on a story written by a local folklorist, Catherine Tucker Wyndham. And, of course, the furnaces have also appeared in many paranormal TV shows as well. So a lot of investigators there have gone there to research the place. So that's the first article I found about this location. And what I decided to do, what I'm going to do for every one of these locations, whenever I can, is sort of find one article that is from a paranormal themed website, and then one article that is from a news outlet, just to get the two sort of different views on each location. And so that's what I did for the furnaces there, the Sloss furnaces. This other article, the page, web page, is from the website WVTM13.com. And this is a news outlet again. It's a WVTM, sorry, not N, VTM13. And the title of the article reads, let's see here, Sloss Furnace, Sloss Fright Night Furnace Ends 22-Year Haunted House Run in Birmingham. This is from a couple of years ago. And so this talks about that. Let's see here. Apparently in 2022, let's see here. Got to scroll through all the ads. So they made this announcement that they were going to close the event, this one event, which is like a haunted house. And again, this is a haunted house experience and attraction, not so much the paranormal side of things. So that's not the same as any kind of ghost tour or things or historical tours that happen there. Mentions that the producers, actors, technicians, and special effects masters all wanted to thank everyone that supported them. But so, of course, it talks about the historic nature of the site. Mentions that the Sloss Furnaces, which are a National Historic Landmark, are run by a board affiliated with the city of Birmingham, as of when this article came out, anyway. Again, I don't know for sure as of now. And so the apparently the board thought that this event was too disruptive to school tours and other operations. So it was also pointed out that they do not consider the event well aligned with the mission of the site or image that they want to present. So that was why that was canceled. But that was that one event. So let's see here. They were also only offered a small amount of days to do the event. So this is more going into, again, one of those events. That's basically the article there. But yeah, this has been featured on a couple of different shows, TV shows. And that's where I saw the place first, was on TV. Back when I was sort of watching more TV and listening and into the sort of the those paranormal investigation shows. And again, as I've talked about, I've sort of learned some things over the years to where those shows are not always in control or not always being run, and not usually, I'm guessing, by the paranormal investigators. So there are the companies that own, that produce those shows that demand that they be interesting, obviously. And that means, in some cases, exaggerating or making up paranormal activity to then be featured on the show. So I don't have a problem with those shows in terms of entertainment. And just be aware that there may be things in there that are not as they appear to be. So also, a lot of people I've heard talk about paranormal investigating over the years, they say that things don't happen on demand or all the time on investigations. But and that's something that the TV show networks don't want to hear. They want action the whole time. So anyway, just that was just a side note on that. And so yeah, those are the two articles I have. I'll include those in the episode description. Again, we'll be going through all 50 states in the U.S., going through anywhere from, I'm guessing, 5 to 10 places in each state. Basically, I get the list and then I go around online and see what I can find in terms of articles about a location, and then I bring them here and talk about them on the show. And that's going to be the format for these 100 places in the U.S. shows that we do here going forward. Again, we did start this a while back, but now I found a better way to do it. I wanted to start from the beginning again and go over all these places. So some of the places that we'll probably talk about in coming shows on this, in this this series that I'm pretty sure have activity. I know for one thing, the next show, next one of these shows is going to be about a place called the Sturtevant Hall in Selma, Alabama. That's the next place. There's a Gainswood Plantation I'm going to look into. Let me see here. St. James Hotel. Again, going back to, and then the Redmont Hotel. Hotels, hospitals, anything like that, they seem to be a lot of, there seems to be a lot of paranormal activity that goes on in those places. Kenworthy Hall, Fort Morgan, I know we talked about that in the previous series. We'll go through that again just a little bit. Oakley Historic Complex. Let me see. Bear Creek Swamp. Again, that's not a building. That's just a location. And the last one in this state, the list of lists for this state, is another one we did cover, the University of Montevello. So that's the other places in Alabama that we're going to talk about in upcoming shows. Maybe I'll see about getting three or four articles for each show again, just in case, because, again, the two articles I had here today did not last the whole show. So I want to make sure that is taken care of for next time. But yeah, it just seems like there are places all around the U.S. that have activity. And I mean, this is just one attempt at finding a list of these places. I could ask the same question and get a different list, or get different locations on the list, along with some repeats. So, yeah, that's the fun part about this, is even after we eventually finish this series, there will still be places that I can go and look into that were not on the lists that we can talk about in these shows. So, also, if you all have any suggestions for places anywhere you want me to look into and do a show on it, talk about it in the future, you're always welcome to let me know, either through Discord or through my Gmail. That's salcedoparanormal@gmail.com. And I'll look in and see what I can find. I know I have a couple articles while I had. Actually, I don't have them anymore now, since my old PC basically stopped working on me. But yeah, so if you have any places you'd like me to talk about, please let me know. If you've already sent me articles about places before that you thought I might be interested in, I may need you to send them again. I lost a lot of files because I was just so distracted by trying to keep that old PC working. Lost a lot of files in the process of getting to this new PC. So there may be things that you all have mentioned before that I wanted to talk about at some point, just never got around to it. So, and part of that is, I think, because everywhere there's paranormal activity going on everywhere. It's just a matter of when and how often and who is there to notice it. So that's going to do it for tonight. Thank you all for listening. And I will talk to you all on the next episode of Salcedo Paranormal. Take care.